We love the doctor, the good doctor.
Yep. Hey, you got to have a good doctor in your life, right?
Welcome back, Pop, everyone. Pop. Al Gottfried, my son AJ Gottfried, and Dr. Jeffrey Barkey. He's out there in beautiful
back out there.
Sunny Orange County, Laguna, Newport Beach area, joining the show again. And
look at his office, by the way, if you're watching us on Instagram. That's a beautiful little background. Is that PCH behind you?
It is PCH. I'm in Corona Del Mar. It's a bit of an overcast day here, but hopefully the sun will break through in a few hours here.
Well, it broke through here in the Dallas area because it's a gorgeous 85 degrees here, and it's warming up.
Yeah, nice. That is true. So first off, let's bring everyone up to speed. And by the way, for all of our listeners around the country, Dr. Barkey is on Instagram and providing us with great daily morning messages. And please go visit him right now on Instagram. Give him a follow. It's RX4Liberty. That's RXFOR Liberty. And speaking of your morning message, Doc, what was today's about?
It was about sunshine.
Got it.
And unfortunately, not a lot of it going on here in Southern Cal, but it was about the importance of sunshine. Specifically, most people don't realize, they know that sunshine, too much of it can cause skin problems and skin cancer. But what they don't know is that sunshine actually can be preventative of cancer. There's about 20 different types of cancer that sunshine prevents, including prostate and breast cancer. And so we've been sold a bill of goods under the guise of preventing skin cancer, and we really haven't done a good job of that. And as a result, we see cancer numbers increase because people are staying out of the sun, their vitamin D levels are dropping, and it's not a healthy thing. The sun is so healthy for us. It's good for our mind, our body, our soul, and it's important that we get adequate amounts of sunshine, ideally on a daily basis.
I get my 20 minutes by the pool every day, no matter what my wife is screaming at me for.
I'm getting it every morning now. I'm walking the dog at least 4 miles. I feel great when I'm doing it. Hopefully we'll drop some LBs and also get that vitamin D, as you just said. The adrenal glands, though, and how does it all come into play there with the vitamin D and sunshine?
Well, listen, it's all interconnected. You know, the UV rays, the UVB rays specifically, get absorbed by the cholesterol in our skin and ultimately converted in our liver to vitamin D. And vitamin D is a critical, we call it a vitamin, but it's really a hormone. It's a substrate for all kinds of things that go on in our body, including producing serotonin in our brain, protecting our heart. It's good for our gut. And it's just overall an important element in overall health. When we're under tremendous stress, like many of us are, our adrenal glands come into play. The adrenal glands, what are those?
Yeah.
They're paired glands. They sit right behind and on top of our kidneys, and they produce a whole bunch of important stuff, like sex hormones, for example, like aldosterone that is responsible for our salt and potassium balance, and cortisol, our stress hormone. So people can have adrenal fatigue. That's a thing. And you can treat it. There's a product I love called Adrenal Cocktail by Jigsaw Health. And it's a pure form of salt. It has potassium in it and high dose plant-based vitamin C, not ascorbic acid. This is kind of weird. I didn't know this until I looked it up. But the largest store of vitamin C in our body is our adrenal glands. And so when you deplete that, vitamin C is important for a lot of functioning of our body systems and production of hormones and enzymes and so forth. So you got to fill the adrenal glands and protect them so we feel better.
Hey, getting back for the supplement on the milligrams for vitamin D, Doc, what's your recommended daily dosage?
Well, listen, if you look at ascorbic acid, which is not vitamin C, you're talking vitamin D, D like dog. Ideally, we want vitamin D to be natural. I don't want you taking a supplement.
Oh.
I want you out in the sun. That's how we get natural vitamin D. I want you to take natural forms of vitamin D, raw dairy, salmon, eggs. Those are natural sources. And then if you need a little help, you can supplement. And I usually recommend somewhere in the ballpark of about 5,000 international units a day, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Whenever you take vitamin D3, always, always, always take it with the K vitamins, K1 and K2 as well. Very important.
Interesting.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And you, I mean, look, there's all these vitamin C's and, you know, you really are focused on the D, but how important are the other ones?
Very, very important. I think vitamins and supplements should be personalized, though, not just take a whole handful of garbage just to take it.
Yeah.
I do blood tests on all my patients, measure various vitamin levels,
okay,
measure the fatty acid profile to see if they need to be on fish oil and so forth, and then try to personalize a supplement lineup for them. If
Got
you
it.
Follow me on Instagram, I talk a lot about this at rxforliberty.com.
Because you know a lot of people, not to cut you off, Pop, but, you know, and we've touched on this, Doc, but, you know, people sometimes, look, we're lazy, and they'll go, they see a TV ad, and they go into a pharmacy, and they're like, oh, Centrum, I saw that on TV.
Garbage.
But, you know, honestly, like,
owned by Pfizer.
That's not good stuff, right?
You know what you should do is go into the local urgent care center in Prosper, Texas, and talk to Nurse Jackie, and she'll get you hooked up. And Nurse Jackie, if you're listening, send me a PM on Instagram. I know you're one of my subscribers, and I appreciate that. Living in Prosper, Texas,
yeah,
about 1,400 miles from me. But I do come into Texas from time to time because my dad and brother live there. So I'll be back in Living the Good Life studio before long.
That's great. She's a neighbor of ours, so she'll be here to meet you.
She's awesome. She's good people.
Love it.
I want to also touch on a few things. You know, unfortunately, my son actually had to go in to the doctor's office this week, yesterday, actually. He had to get, like, something approved for sports in school. And got that all taken care of. But she was, you know, the doctor was talking about vaccines and how he's up for this and that and whatever. And my wife has always been, like, you know, the one that either spaced the vaccines out or was very cautious with vaccines. You know, not that we're completely against it, but it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, there are more vaccines now than ever before for everything.
100%. Back in the day when I was a kid or your dad was a kid, you know, there might be 5 or 6 or 7 shots that you would receive total. Now, by the time you're 18, you know, you're close to about 75 different shots. And
that's
here's
crazy.
The reality. I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro placebo-controlled, tested vaccines that can prove efficacy. The problem is we just don't have any of them. Every vaccine company is immune from liability. So if you go into your local urgent care and they say it's time for you to get a tetanus shot, which, by the way, is ridiculous. There's like 2 cases of tetanus in the United States per year, but nonetheless, and you're harmed by any of these vaccines, you have zero recourse. So until they remove the liability protection, I'm not a fan of these big pharma companies profiting off the illness that we're causing by some of these vaccinations. Do your own research, though. There's books out there. You can go to Children's Health Defense, filled with information, and make a very careful decision before you get any vaccine. Simply go to the CDC website and look at the package insert for these vaccinations, and you'll be horrified. Most of these vaccinations are completely unnecessary and in many cases can cause more harm than good.
Hey, we live in the land of free here, but sometimes you are going to face a few obstacles because it's the way it is in this world. And you got to find the right doctor for you, which is why we love you, Doc. But I, you know, like, this place has a policy. Either you get all the vaccines they offer or they can't treat my son. I'm like, well, see ya, you know, because that's just not cool.
That's not right. And in California, of course, you cannot attend school, private or public, unless you're fully vaccinated. I think that's wrong. I think it's antithetical to parental rights.
Yeah.
And parents should be making these choices, not government bureaucrats. Now,
when you say fully, like, how many?
About 70 different injections, every vaccine you can think of. And they're even pushing the COVID vaccine, and they're pushing HPV, the sexually transmitted disease vaccine, for both males and females. It's just wrong. Parents should be in charge of their kids, not the government bureaucrats. And parents need to read carefully before they allow these injections into their kids' bodies.
You know, not that I wouldn't say I'm not a fan, but certainly I lean differently. But
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Robert Kennedy Jr. has been interesting. For me, I feel like he's made sense on this issue.
He has. You should have him on your show. I know him. I've met him on several occasions. I was on his board of Children's Health Defense in California. And listen, I don't agree with some of his social policies as a conservative, but on this, he's dead on. He's completely accurate in his perspective on all of our government three-letter agencies, from the NIH to CDC, et cetera.
Yeah.
Even the FBI, he's quite hard on them. So I would tolerate the things I disagree with him on, because what I agree with him on, I think, is so important for America that we have somebody that can articulate the way he does the corruption that's going on within our government agencies.
You know, God willing, I'm going to turn 76 years of age in September, and I was raised in Los Angeles. I remember one vaccine, the Jonas Salk polio vaccine, when I was about 6 years old, and I can't remember taking any others.
About 100 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're right. You're right. And now, because there's no liability for these companies, they pump out new vaccines and variations on the theme all the time, because they don't have to face the consequences of any downstream harm that they cause.
Dr. Jeffrey Barkey out of beautiful Newport Beach, California, or Corona Del Mar. Man, oh man, loving it. Reminding all of our listeners, please visit Dr. Barkey on Instagram, RX4Liberty. That's RXFOR Liberty. For so much great information, including his daily morning messages. Appreciate it, Doc. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too. And we'll see you soon, Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, I look forward to it, Doc.
And it'll set you free. If you hear me loud and clearly, then I think you know. Go on and go.